action yesterday. Some surprises, I suppose. Maybe begin with Donnymana losing to Coleraine.
Yeah, that was one of the two big surprises yesterday. Corey, this was a dress rehearsal for next week's Bank of Ireland Senior Cup second round when both sides play again against each other at Corey. And this time, this was at Donnymana yesterday. Corey and batting first, getting 247 for 9. Young Rishi Chopra batted superbly, apparently scoring 90. Donnymana never were really at the races, although they did get within 57 runs, but it was still a big defeat. 190 all out, William McClintock scoring 56, but well beaten by 57 runs, a bit of a turn-up that one.
What is going wrong with Donnymana this season?
Well, I saw them last week down at Beechgrove against Brigade, and they were back to their normal selves. They were very, very good, won comfortably, and I got the feeling then that they were back to form, but that certainly was a big setback. It's hardly no mate. It's basically the same players. Just some of them not performing at the minute, and well, they're obviously after the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup, but you can't just switch on and off like that. They're disappointed, I know, with their performances so far this season in the league, but it has to improve. I think it will improve, but whether they've left it too late is another matter. But the way the results are going, anybody could win this league this year. It's so open, everybody's beating everybody else.
Well, that's, I suppose, maybe the plus from the point of view of the bigger teams that are losing at the moment, that anything can happen.
That's exactly it, of course. There's nobody out of the reckoning. Donnymana have lost 3 out of 4, but you still wouldn't put them out of the reckoning. And most clubs have lost 2. So nobody's running away with anything at the moment. If we just go on to another yesterday, was another shock at Fox Lodge. Fox Lodge went under the game bottom of the table and scored a brilliant 279 for 6. Young Jason Mulligan scoring 93 and Bold Brigade out for 133. That's 2 weeks in a row, Brigade, 126 last week, 133 this week. Getting beat by 146 runs is certainly another turn up for the book.
And the game that you were at yesterday, Ardmore and Eglinton, Ardmore winning that one.
Winning by 3 wickets, Eglinton getting 162. Once again, Stuart Thompson was their hero, scoring 69. But he didn't really have much backup there. And Ardmore, they struggled for a while, but they got there eventually, 165 for 7. Their professional, Grant Mokina, scoring 43. So they won by 3 wickets. Now that's Ardmore with 2 victories on the trot now. So that's moved them up the table.
Brady, top of the table at this point in time. They defeated Strabane by 6 wickets.
Yeah, they beat them easily enough. Strabane getting 195. Ryan Gallagher's top scoring there with 53. But Brady getting 186 for 4. Their professional, Irish Samar Sari, 72, not out. So Brady, top of the league, as you say, Miles. The one worry will be now that David Scanlon, the skipper, he's played yesterday, but he's not unable to bowl. He has hurt his back playing for the Warriors recently. Against Ardmore last week. So how long he's going to be out for the bowling is another problem they're going to have. And obviously Craig Young, Ireland, go away during the week now. They play in the Netherlands and Scotland, and it's Three Nations tournament in Holland, and he's away. So that's could be two of their main bowlers could be out for the next 2 or 3 weeks, which certainly could damage their chances.
So it's all to play for in that league, for sure.
It is indeed. Anybody could win it, but as I said, everybody's beating everybody else, and nobody's out of contention. As I say, I think even from what I can gather, I think Donnymana actually might now be at the bottom of the table.
They are, actually.
But, they are, yeah, I was thinking that. So that's an unusual place for them to be, and they'll not want to stay there too long. But they've got to improve their batting, and their bowling is certainly not performing at the moment. But I think it'll come good. A big test going to be next week, and that's a game against Coleraine again, down in Coleraine in the Cup, because obviously they're going for this record of 7 on the trot, and they won't want to lose it against Coleraine twice in 2 weeks.
Bank of Ireland Senior Cup second round match on at the moment today. Ballyspannan playing New Buildings.
Yes, that's right. This game brought forward because both sides are involved in the National Cup next week. Yeah, Ballyspannan at home in that one, top of the league in the Championship. New Buildings batting first, are currently 154 for 4 after 34 overs, so a decent enough score at the minute. Could be interesting. A big, big, big prize to play for there. Obviously a place in the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup semi-final, so all to play for on that one. And I said probably even Stephen as it stands at the minute, the latest I've heard.